Yeah. Let's go, y'all. Mm-hmm. My favorite track right here.
Always be the man, wanna see you doing good.
Uh-huh.
I don't wanna get rich, leave you in the hood.
Nah.
Girl, in my eyes, you the baddest. The reason why I love you, you don't like me cause I'm static. I don't wanna see you with a carriage, living average.
Nah.
I wanna do my thing so we be established.
Let's go.
And I don't want you rocking the fabric. Girl, I wanna give you carriage till you feel you a rabbit.
Right.
Anything in your path, once you can have
what?
It. Walk through the mall, if you like it, you can grab.
That's right.
Total it all up, you put it on my tab.
Mm.
And then tell your friends all the fun you had.
Come on now. Maybe some talk to that work. Come on, man. Hey. Let's go. I'm gonna let the second verse ride too. Come on.
Hey, mama, won't you come here to pop? You don't like the way it tatas looking at Shada. In the 600, ain't no smoking cigar. Come over here, I think I see your baby father.
Right.
Here go the number to my casa. If you're in the rush, you call me mañana. Whatever you need, girlfriend, I got the whole enchilada. Just the way you like it, mate's gonna do you proper.
Right.
Girl, I could tell you was meant for me. I could tell by the way you were sent to me.
Mm-hmm.
While I'm on tour trying to make them centuries. And they ask who you mean, you better mention me.
That's right.
If you don't, you know you got a problem. Said you want no beef, girlfriend, don't start her. And it just so happened that I'm seeing cash. Cause you messed up a lot, just trying to be fast.
Hey.
And I ain't gonna ask who smashed the E-class. Pull up to the rib with the whole front crash.
Hey.
Now you wanna laugh, good thing that's the past. If you ever lie again, girl, that'll be your last.
Right.
Tell me what you want from me. Hey. Take a look at
y'all know what's going on, man. Shout out to my 90s babies, y'all. Y'all know what it is. It's that guy right here. Yeah. Hey, what's up? What's going on, y'all? This your boy, King T-Dot, on another episode of Beloved Speaks. What's going on, y'all? What's happening, man? You know, we back at it once again. Coming to you live and direct from the apartment. Y'all know, I tell y'all every time where I'm recording from. I ain't got no shame in my game. I'm recording from my apartment. I be having fun with it too, man. You know, it's crazy because there be times where I be wanting to record during the day. But it's too much going on, man. You know, my crazy loud-ass neighbor upstairs, or it might be my neighbors next door to me, or it might be some kids outside going crazy. You never know, man. There's always something going on around us every day, all day. But, you know, it is what it is. That's on some other shit. So, anyway, what's happening, y'all? We're in the month of November, you know. It's November 3rd, 2021. And, you know, today is the season. 'Tis the season. I don't celebrate a lot of these seasons, but, you know, shout out to y'all, man. You know, Thanksgiving is coming up. You know, there's going to be a lot of families getting together. You know, it's going to be a lot of macaroni and cheese, turkey, collard greens, yams. For those who eat pork, hams. it's going to be some cranberry sauce and what we got? Fried chicken, baked chicken, fish. Stuffing, you know, all the works, man. You know, the stuffing with the gravy, with the turkey gravy. Oh, God. Whew. You know, I don't celebrate a lot of these holidays, but, man, I tell you, when I go to Grandma's house on Thanksgiving, I guarantee you I'm gaining 20 to 30 pounds. You hear me? You know, a lot of you are going to gain 20 to 30 pounds, you hear me? But y'all don't want to keep it real, man. Y'all just want to sit around and act like y'all perfect, like, especially some of you vegans. I ain't got nothing against y'all vegans, man. Y'all live y'all lifestyle how y'all want to live it and be skinny. But anyway, but Thanksgiving is getting ready to be lit. I can't wait. I'm hungry already just thinking about it, man. Woo! The salt and calories on that day, I'm telling you. But I better see a lot of y'all in the gym the next day. Maybe the day after that. But anyway, you know, shout out to my neighborhood, man. Shout out to North Philly, Strawberry Mansion, the SMS, the Strawberry Mansion section. You know, that's where I'm from. I love my neighborhood. I love where I'm from. I love North Philly. I love Philly. You know, and I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world, for any place, any other place in the world, except for somewhere luxurious. If I could live somewhere where there are palm trees and sunny skies, and I could hit an ocean from my bedroom window, best believe I'm leaving North Philly behind me. Y'all act like y'all don't know, man. Y'all want to keep it real, man. I'm telling you, I wouldn't trade it, you know. Shout out to all my boys down the way, all my guys, you know, a lot of my homies that I grew up with, you know, there's some that are here, you know, especially, you know, the most important ones, the ones that means a lot to me. Rest in peace to my boy Nick, rest in peace to Zy, rest in peace to Hop, rest in peace to Buck, you know, rest in peace to Tiggs, rest in peace to, Big Steve and Lil Steve. Rest in peace to, oh my goodness, there's so many. Rest in peace to Sai, Murata Sai. Rest in peace to Lalo. Rest in peace to Deke. Rest in peace to D West. You know, there's so many names that I would love to say, man, and rest in peace to my boy Gary, and she, and rest in peace to, there's so many, man. It's so crazy. You go down the list of people that have passed away over the years, and you're just like, man, I can't believe this. All of my homies, all of these good people, close friends, they're gone. They're not here anymore, you know? And for those names that I didn't mention or say, for those who are listening, y'all know what it is, man. You know, these are some friends that I felt that were genuine individuals. They were good people, you know. Not everybody lives the same lifestyle, whether it is, you know, positive or negative, good or bad, however you look at it, you know. Somebody lost their life. Some families are grieving. Friends, children are grieving their loved ones. And, you know, we just want to shed some light on how dangerous it is in these streets. And we just need to show love to each other every day. And I just wanted to recognize those people right there. And let's jump into it, man. What we're going to talk about today is fatherhood. And fatherhood is something new to me, you know. For a lot of my listeners, if you listen to the last episode, I had brought to everybody's attention, for those who didn't know, I'm getting ready to be a father. I'm an expected father. And I'm so excited, y'all. I am so excited. I'm getting ready to be a daddy. Yo, and I can't wait, man. You know, he'll be here soon. Like I said, it's November the 3rd. Our due date is November the 12th. So that's right around the corner, man. So for a first-time father, expecting father, you know, it's been a lot, man. I've been having to prepare myself, not only financially, but I've been having to prepare myself physically, mentally, and emotionally. And those are important because physically, you got to be able to be up. You got to get up on those nights in the middle of the night where that baby's crying and he want to eat, or he or she want to eat. They want that milk, you know what I'm saying? Or they just want to be rocked to sleep, or they want to be held. And you know, some of those sleepless nights, it's going to be hard. You got to be to work. That baby wakes up at 3 in the morning and your alarm clock goes off at 5. It's going to be tough. It's going to be very tough. But I've been advised by a lot of my friends who are fathers. I've actually had a chance to experience a lot of this with my little cousin, Jalen, who is now 11 years old. And I've had some experience just like being in his life, you know, from being a baby to where he is now. And I tell you, it's something different. And, you know, and I expect myself to be nothing less than what I was for him. And I expect to be a lot better as a man and as a father, you know, not only to him, but to be a better man to Jalen as well. Because that's my boy. What I do want to talk about as far as with fatherhood, and I'm speaking to the crowd for expecting fathers, first-time fathers, you know. You got to, before you even open your mouth to demand respect from your baby's mother, you know, the mother of your child, family, whoever. Before you demand respect, you got to respect yourself first. And I say that because how you carry yourself or how you portray yourself to be to the world, to her, to her family, to everybody, that's how your baby, your child is going to look at you. So if you don't have some type of self-respect, which is important, but you don't have no type of respect for her, you know, or for her, especially her, or anybody else, how you act or what you do, your child is going to see that. You know, how you act is going to be a reflection. Your child is going to be a reflection of you. So what they learn from you is how they're going to be and how they're going to act and what they're going to say. So if you aren't being respectful about the things that you're doing, you know, that's a recipe for disaster, you know. I would say to the fathers, you need to be around to show this child love, you know. And I get it, you know, some of you guys didn't have your fathers around like that, or let alone your mothers, to show you what love is or how to love. So those are some things that you have to know or figure out or discover or find within yourself before you even lay down and have a child with somebody, you know? Or if that child is on the way, you need to figure it out. But from what I was told by other parents and fathers that, you know, if you didn't know love then, after you had this child, you're gonna find love. And not everybody finds love after they have a child, you know. It just might be more grief, you know. And, depending on the relationship you have with the person. But, you know, I would say try to find and discover what love is. You know, also learn how to care more. You got to care, man. You know, there are a lot of brothers out here who, you know, they got it going on for themselves. And they feel like, you know, they don't need nobody. They don't care about nobody. And there's some people who really don't care. They really don't give a fuck about nothing. But you got to care more, man, because, you know, children need to be cared for. I don't care what nobody say. Not one person, and this is something that's common in the black household, that the only person that's caring about this child is the mother. And there are also family members around who care, and that's cool. That's important. But what really matters is mommy and daddy being there together. Whether they're together or not, mommy need to be what she needs to be, and father needs to be, and the father needs to be what he needs to be. Be a mother, be a father. You need to show some type of care. You got some parents out here who don't care, and it shows. How many children do you see out here, teenagers? Children and teenagers. How many of them do you see out here running the streets late at night, robbing people, killing people, dying at an alarming rate in these neighborhoods in North Philly, Philadelphia alone? all over the world. It shows a lot of these parents don't care. So you need to find that love and care for your child before you send them out here in this world, or you let them go out here in this world and they don't know what love or care is, and they just out here doing whatever because they don't care. You gotta have some patience too. You know? And I'm not just gonna say, fellas, I'm not just saying have patience, just have patience with your child. You're gonna have to have patience with your child mother, because sometimes she's not gonna agree with you on a lot of things, man. And you know, sometimes you gotta do some ass kissing too. But you gotta have patience. You know. I've always, you know, y'all, a lot of you fellas know the term. They say mother knows best. Yeah, the mother knows best, but sometimes she don't. She's acting off of emotion, impulse, and she's not thinking straight. So sometimes you gotta have some patience and show her the truth. Show your child the truth, especially your child. Have some patience with these children. Children aren't gonna pick up on everything that you picked up on when you were younger as fast as you did. Some kids need that extra help. You know, you got to put in that extra effort into showing them things, teaching them things, you know. I would like to say that jumps into the next point I have to make when it comes to that. You have to be responsible. Responsibilities. You're responsible for teaching your child right from wrong, the do's and don'ts, how to care, how to love, how to have some patience and respect for everybody else. These are very important, because, like I said, you look out here in these streets and how many kids you see running around with no care in the world, no respect. You can tell they aren't loved. They have no patience because they want everything now. And they have no sense of responsibility or accountability. They don't understand that their actions, whether they're good or bad, will reflect the outcome of their life. So if you have one of those kids out there who have no respect, no love, no care, no patience, no responsibility, what they don't know is their negative actions out on the streets, they will be held accountable for. And the sad part, they'll be held accountable for in front of a judge or on the day of judgment to their creator. Because let's be real, a lot of kids aren't making it past 16. A lot of them aren't making it to 18. If they do make it, they're gone. Awareness. You have to bring this to their attention. They have to be aware of what's going on. You have to be aware of what's going on. Just like I said, what they do out in this world, whether it's positive or negative, if they're out here doing some negative shit, they're going to be held accountable. And guess who else is going to be held accountable? You are. Because you didn't take the time out to teach them right from wrong. You didn't care. You didn't have any patience. You didn't show no love. And they damn sure don't respect you. Because where are you? You're around. You aren't even aware of where your child is or what they're doing. So how can you fix your lips to be upset when another parent or somebody else or the police or judicial system comes at them and says, hey, well, we're gonna charge your child for robbing these people. We're going to charge your child for stabbing this person or shooting this person. Oh, my kid, they will never do that. No, no, no. How do you know? You don't know. A lot of these parents don't know where their children are until they come in the house. A lot of these kids are leaving in the morning with their book bag on, saying they're going to school, and don't go to school. What happened to parents taking their children to school? What happened to parents making sure their children got to school? Checking report cards, grades, homework. You don't see parents doing that no more. And it's sad, man. Let me take a sip real quick. Shout out to Deer Park, man. It's free promo right here. But no, this is true. We see it all the time, every day. We see it on social media all the time, every day. And yet, people don't bring enough awareness to this. You got a small community of people who do, and you got some that don't. And you got some people who are halfway in. They'll speak on it, retweet or repost, and comment on different pages, 911 Philly or No Gun Zone. You even got some people who are so negative in the comments. And there's some, like I said, those halfway people are laugh at these comments. A lot of that shit ain't funny. It ain't funny until it's happening to you in your own household, to somebody you love or care about, someone or someone close to you. One thing that I found important, especially with our black boys and girls, is to teach them their black history. So when I mentioned my little cousin, Jalen, it's my cousin Brooklyn's son. He's 11 years old. You know, Jalen, he's had the opportunity to, you know, he's come up in a loving home, loving and caring home. We've all had, you know, we've all learned to have patience with him and teach him responsibility. We're still working on the responsibility and accountability part. He's an 11-year-old boy. You know, boys are going to be boys. You know what they do. But one thing I was doing with him after doing his homework was I would teach him about black history. The cool part about me teaching him about our black history is the first time I taught him, I asked him if he knew what segregation was. And he said no. I showed him what segregation was. I read it out to him. I read the definition of segregation. I even showed him videos of segregation. And you should have seen the look on his face. The look on his face was like, was shocked but disgust. And he looked at me and said, why were those people acting like that? Why were all the white people and the black people on different sides? And I had to teach him about racism and segregation, how things were back in the day before our time. And that, you know, grandmom and grandpa, they went through that. They went through dealing with lots of racism, lots of, and been in situations where they were segregated, they were separated from the other race. They had white bathrooms, white schools, white water fountains. All the white people rode on the front of the bus, and all the black people sat in the back, all bunched up and close. You had stores only white people can go in. And you had the stores only black people can go in. Restaurants, only white people can go in. Sad to say, you still see that somewhat to this day, how people are so segregated. You see it in our communities. You don't see a lot of black people living downtown or center city. What is the majority of race that lives in Center City right now? Huh? A lot of white people. All the black people live in the hood, on the outskirts of Center City. But then you go further out from the city, and what do you have? The sticks. Who lives on the sticks? The white folk. It's a very common thing. And Jalen, he grasps the idea of it as he went on in his life, in his own journey within himself, and he learned about segregation and racism. And we talk about this all the time. He found out who Thurgood Marshall was. He found out who Malcolm X was. He found out who Martin Luther King was. Yes, I went over these things with him. And the beautiful part about me going over our black history was that he gained some type of awareness. You hear that? He gained some type of awareness of what's going on around him. And a lot of, you know, and we know these kids, they're sponges. What you feed them or what they hear or what they learn, they take in. And how they're brought up in their households, you know, they take and they leave whatever they want from it. And they build on it. So a lot of it, some of it sticks with them forever. And for some, those don't. But it's important, man. Fathers, we got to teach our kids about our black history. If you don't know about it, if you don't know enough about your black history, you need to learn now. You know how many people don't know when slavery ended? You know how many people out there don't know when slavery ended? Or when Martin Luther King's birthday is? When segregation ended? Or the death of Malcolm X? What these gentlemen, what these people stood for? The type of history they made. You know, a lot of people don't know that. A lot of parents don't know that. And some kids are learning it in school and coming home and schooling the shit out of their parents. Check us out. But that's an awesome thing, man. Teach your kids black history. I will say one of the things that I'm excited about, too, the most. I want to do sports with my son so bad, man. You know, his mother, she's just like, oh, he can't play football right away. And I'm like, I want him to play football. But, you know, we're going to go to the other sports, and I'm excited, man. I want him to play everything. I want him to play football, basketball, baseball, run track. If you want to be on a swim team, join the swim team. If you want to wrestle, he can wrestle. You know, if you want to box, he can definitely box. Because his pop got hands too. Y'all know it. I don't mean to toot my own horn, man, but I can hold my own, baby. Seriously. I put the boop, bop, bop, bop together and that's it. It's over. Put you through a blender and that's it. Say goodnight. Put you in your back pockets and it's over. Take a nap. Put a pillow out for you. But one of the last things I want to say, especially about fatherhood, this point I want to make, the importance of family, man. You got to teach our kids, teach your boys, your girls, the importance of family. You know, we all got to stick together no matter what. I don't care what none of y'all say. Family is important, you know. A lot of these households are divided. But regardless of whether we're divided or not, if you are the mother, mom, you should be telling your son or your daughter, your father loves you, he cares about you, and he wants the best for you. Fathers, you need to be saying the same thing to your son or your daughter about the child's mother, that she loves him or her. She cares about him or her, and she wants nothing but the best for them. Family is so important, man. I see so many families divided. Divided. And it's sad. Everyone wants the traditional family, household, mom and dad under one roof. But it doesn't always work out that way. And guess whose responsibility that was? Yours, the parents. So, we're going to have to hold you accountable for it, you know? We have to hold ourselves accountable for the actions that we took, that we made, and now we have to be responsible for this life that we brought into this world. So I just hope and pray that, you know, a lot of my listeners who are new parents, or you're going to be a parent now. You're going to be a mother or a father now with some children, and you're listening in. I hope these are reminders to you that you play an important part in these kids' life. And hopefully, this advice can be passed on to the mother or the father of your children, and everyone can come together collectively and be better parents and raise our children to be who we want them to be or who they want to be and beyond, and to perform way beyond their potential. So let's hold ourselves accountable and responsible for these things. And yeah, let's do it, man. It's love, it's life, it's family. And we love the kids. I love the kids. So, let's talk politics real quick. I hate politics. I hate talking about politics. I hate it. But that was like one of the main subjects at work today. There are a lot of people who are upset for voting for Joe Biden. I'm going to tell you this right now. A lot of you might not like this, but I ain't vote for Joe Biden. I voted for Donald Trump. And it wasn't a personal thing. It was a political thing. Who could do what for the country? I'm going to tell y'all something. A lot of you folks, especially black folks, stop falling for what other people say about these people in office running for presidency, or in government, running for presidency, running for to be governors or state reps. Don't fall for what other people are saying. Do your own research. Do it. Everybody spends 75% of their life on their phone. Their phone is in their hands all the time. Or they're sitting in front of a laptop, computer, or tablet. Use these devices to find out what these people can do for you and your community. Just do it. It doesn't hurt. And it doesn't take that much time. You ain't got to do it in one day. Do it gradually. Shit, something. Because a lot of you voted for someone who said they would do something for black people and he hasn't done nothing. He hasn't defended black people not once. And I say this about this man, and I'm going to make this one point, and I'm going to leave this shit alone. Joe Biden has taken away funding from the HBCUs. I'm going to say this one more time. Joe Biden has taken away the funding for HBCUs. It's no bullshit. Y'all go look it up. And it's upsetting because a lot of people don't know this. But that's what's going on right now. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to read this article for you. It's from Reuters News. I've never heard of them. I don't know. You know, I don't know who this person is who wrote this article. I'm so, you know, but they do fact checks and I like websites or, you know, newsletters who do fact checks, because, you know, you got a lot of journalists out there who will just write any type of article and just put some bad news out there. And it puts a bad taste in people's mouths. And then they take whatever they read and they put their own spin and opinion on it. And now It's just going crazy and it's spreading like wildfire. Do your own research, please. I beg all of you. Because it's very important. So, here's what this says. And it's got to be a black person because it says, Biden done cut HBCU funding by almost $40 billion down to $2 billion. You heard what I said? He cut HBCU funding by almost $40 billion down to $2 billion. That's crazy. And for those who don't understand what that actually means, I'll tell you. Earlier today, I said, you know what? That sounds crazy, right? Right? Why would he take away that much money? And I'm like, well, $2 billion, that might be enough for all the schools. Wrong. Today I looked up the net worth within itself for Duke University. It says Duke's endowment, $12.7 billion in 2021. The university is also the primary beneficiary of 32% of the independent, which is $3.69 billion. So what you're telling me is this $40 billion that was going to HBCUs, mind you, Duke is a bigger school, but Duke is a huge school, but Duke ain't bigger than all these HBCUs that are in the country. So what you meaning to tell me is y'all took away all that money and just saved $2 billion for the rest of the HBCUs in the U.S. That's crazy. That's crazy. I can't believe this. And a lot of you voted for this man. A lot of you. And y'all stood by it. Like, he was the savior because nobody liked what Donald Trump was saying. And here we go. He takes funding from the HBCUs. Now all the black people are pissed off. Well, you should be. But not at him, but at yourself. Because you didn't do your research. Taxing everything. Gas is going up. He put in an administrative order for Asian hate crimes. Since when did we start hating Asians? When? I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't never hate the Asians or the Chinese. First of all, China makes most of the stuff that we use and own today. And I ain't going to lie, I'll go to their store and get chicken and broccoli, man. They've been frying my wings hard for a long time. I'll go ahead and get my homemade iced teas and all that from them. I used to buy my white t-shirts, Scully's, all that from the Chinese people. Since when did I start hating them? I never hated them. What are we talking about, America? What is this? Huh? It's crazy. He stole the rights. I'm sorry, he baited all the black voters to vote for him. Everybody in the LGBT community to vote for him. He baited so many communities to vote for him. Those are the two major votes that they needed. And they got them. Now they're spinning shit around. Now this man is trying to put in schools that, kids can identify however they want to. You can put on a child's birth certificate that they're not male or female, they're just an other. What is that? So what you're telling me is, my little boy goes to school and says he's a girl, y'all gonna let him go in a girl's bathroom? I'm not with that. Or if I was having a daughter, I would be upset if I had a daughter and it was a little boy at school that says, oh, I'm identifying myself as a girl, and he's walking into the girl's locker room with a stiff one. I'm going to be upset. I'm going to fight somebody's parent, even the kid. Y'all see where I'm going with this? I'm not going to talk about this too much more. I don't want any backlash. I don't want any heat. But best believe, if you want to argue, come on, because I'm with it. I got you. But we're going to be respectful about it, and we're going to make sense. Make it make sense. And I like to take it back to the old school days, or how, you know, how we were brought up. We didn't have all that. So, yeah. Let's be respectful about it. And in other news, yep. Eagles, we won. We beat Detroit. We got about 5 sacks. 41 points. It was the Detroit Lions, whatever. We play the Chargers next. If we don't win this game, well, I'm going to be honest, our season's pretty much over. We're not doing that great. But shout out to the Eagles, man. Jalen Hurt, I see you, bro. You're new to the league. You just got to tighten up. Get your stuff together, man, because they are crucifying you on Twitter. Whew, and it hurts. I can't. It's hard for me to, like, defend you right now. I mean, I've been like, yo, he's new. He's a kid. He's just like, he's a new. Give him a break. Like, he's just trying. But, you know, I'm still rooting for you, brother. Ben Simmons, I'm so done with you. Like, I'm done, bro. You're refusing the administration's assistance with the help you get mentally ready for the game, or mentally ready for yourself, for your own life. You're refusing. They're never going to trade you, man. They're never going to trade you. You got a 4-year deal for $150 million. Nobody's picking up that ticket. We just gave you that money 2 years ago. It's not happening. Either you get right, or you're going to ride this out for 3 years, and then nobody's going to want you because you're spoiled goods. Yeah. I'm not going to go on any longer. You know, this has been beautiful, man. Like I said, man, fathers, we got to be there for our children. We got to be there. We got to tighten up. You know, it's so important these days because, like I said, a lot of these kids are dying at alarming rates. Young boys, even some young girls too, but a lot of them are young boys that are dying at an alarming rate. Being shot in the streets for nothing. Gang warning. Philly never had gangs like that before. Now, all of a sudden, Philly has gangs. So, all we can do is just pray. We got to pray for those lost souls out there, those children who don't know what to do with themselves or have that type of guidance or love or care. We just got to pray for them. We got to pray for their families, ones who are out in the streets doing wrong, the ones who are behind bars and the ones in the grave. We got to pray for them youngins, man, because they need it. They need it, you know? And hopefully, I can reach out to some youngins out there with the words that I speak and the messages that I give out. I just hope I can, you know, teach one of these youngins to grasp on and just, you know, take their life into another direction. Or if it ain't me, maybe it'll be one of my listeners, somebody who's listening to this right now. Who want to do something for the community, who want to be better, who want to be great, I encourage you to get out there. Be careful. These youngers will do something to you, but be careful. And just try your best to do something great for your community. Yeah. And that's that, man. So I thank you for stopping by. I thank you for hitting that link to listen to my podcast. I thank you for, you know, tuning in, and I hope that you subscribe. I hope that you Follow me on Instagram at kingt.215, and that's all underscores. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, that'll be a lovemycity_215. The link's in my bio, like I said. If you want to listen to me on Spotify, I'm on Spotify. You want to listen to me on Apple Podcasts, I'm on Apple Podcasts. If you want to listen to me on Anchor, shout out to Anchor, our sponsor. If you want to listen to me on Anchor, you can listen to me on Anchor. And it's just like that, man. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all for stopping by. Have a blessed one. Be prosperous. Stay peaceful. And always, 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 always remain sucker free. Let's get it.